This is Dr. Singh. I'm doing a dictation from Manor of Farmington. Patient's first name is Shirley, Shirley. Last name is Revels, Revels. Date of birth is 9/16/1947. Date of evaluation is 12/13/2023. HPI history page, complaints of psychiatric follow-up for psychiatric evaluation for management of anxiety, depression. Patient also reports some confusion and memory impairment. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 76 years old female who was admitted to this facility on 12/12/23 upon transfer from Beaumont Farmington Hills Hospital. Patients she admits to multiple medical problems, including diabetes, hypertension, recent history of urinary tract infection and CVA. Period. Patient expressed helplessness over loss of her physical independence. Patient reports that in the hospital she was seen by a psychiatrist and believed she had some hallucinations and was given a quote a sedative unquote. Period. Reports that her neurologist prescribed her a medication to improve memory. Period. Patient believes that her son and daughter-in-law are working on finding her an assisted living facility. Patient acknowledged feeling down and depressed and confused at times. She acknowledged that her son and daughter-in-law are ministers and are very helpful to her. She reports that her other three children are not very involved distant. He reports that she's trying to find peace with that. She denies any suicidal ideation, intent, or plans. He has no history of paranoia, delusions, hallucinations. Her chart indicates schizoaffective disorder, but no clear history of schizoaffective disorder available. Next paragraph. Review of systems, general weakness and difficulty ambulation. Eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genitourinary, non-reported, musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph. Prior psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment in the past, not known. Prior number of prior psychiatric hospitalizations, zero. Prior suicide attempts, no. Prior progression, no. Next paragraph. Education, highest grade. High school, current occupation. Patient reports that she did work as a nurse's aide and receptionist and data entry type of jobs. Next paragraph, relationship, current relationship, divorce, number of children, 4. Next paragraph, legal issues, not known. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic, test review, collateral informant chart, nursing. Next paragraph, under history and habits, review of history and habits, see medical history as reported in HPI. Next paragraph, blood pressure 135 over 80, pulse 66, respiration 18. Next paragraph, mental status examination. General overweight female demeanor, cooperative, motor movements. Very wheelchair, self-propelled, gait not tested, speech clear, mood dysphoric, tearful, thought processes intact, association with the normal thought content, no suicidal homicidal thoughts, reported perceptual disturbance, denies any auditory visual hallucinations at this time, but reports that in the hospital she had experienced possible hallucinations. Level of consciousness alert, oriented to person, place, time with the normal memory, recent with the normal attention, with the normal fund of knowledge, fair judgment and insight, fair, sleep and appetite normal. Next paragraph, medications, under current medications, Aricept 10 milligram once a day. Next paragraph, under assessment and plans, adjustment, disorder with depressed mood at 43.21. Plans may benefit from supportive psychotherapy. Peer hold off using any antidepressants at this time. Next paragraph, disposition. Notify service for any persistent changes in mood, behaviors, or any new concerns. Next paragraph, patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and adverse effects. Next paragraph, ongoing follow-up with attending physician for medical management. Next paragraph, no evidence of psychosis. Next paragraph, orders and procedures. 9-9-306. Next paragraph, risk, supplemental administrative, check common side effects of anticholinesterase inhibitors. Risk benefit, in my medical determination, the above reference risks are acceptable and are outweighed by the potential benefits given the current emotional suffering of the resident. Under disposition, also add, patient is on Aricept prescribed by her neurologist. Okay. This is end of dictation.